Greater Sudbury Police counted 128 use of force incidents last year, which is a 34.7% increase from the 95 reported in 2021. A spike in mental health-related calls is largely to blame for last year's increase in use of force, Chief Paul Peterson said during Wednesday's police board meeting. A report by Deputy Chief Sarah Cunningham notes there was a 65% increase in mental health-related calls last year, when a total of 2,782 related calls were recorded by police. When it comes to calls involving use of force, mental health incidents accounted for the greatest year-over-year jump, increasing by 19 to last year's 26. Although it has been long accepted that mental health professionals are better equipped than police officers to respond to mental health-related calls, Peterson said police are still needed. The majority of the mental health calls we go to, when we're called, it's because there's a demonstration of violence, a presence of weapons, and that requires our team to come in, Peterson explained during Wednesday's meeting. Despite the increase in use of force incidents, Peterson clarified in conversation with Sudbury.com that de-escalation techniques remain paramount. De-escalation is integral in not only all parts of the use of force model, but all parts of our training, he said. We train our officers to use our presence, to use calmness, distance, separation, and communication, throughout every case. Of the mental health-related incidents involving use of force, 40% involved a conducted energy weapon being shown by police, but not deployed. These situations usually involve situations where the person in crisis was holding a knife and refusing to drop it, or the person in crisis was becoming increasingly aggressive towards officers, e.g., lunging at officers, according to Cunningham's report. A total of 187 use of force reports were submitted regarding the 128 incidents in 2022, which is indicative of more than one officer filing reports for some incidents. Use of force reports are submitted when a police officer uses physical force on another person that results in injury or a complaint. It also applies to incidents where an officer pulls out certain weapons, such as firearms or conducted energy weapons, best known by the brand name Taser, even in cases where they are not fired. Of the 128 incidents, callouts involving weapons topped the list at 32, followed by 26 mental health calls, 10 injured animals, 9 domestic disturbances, and 7 arrest warrants. Cunningham's report also covers the perceived race of people involved in use of force incidents. Of the 147 people encountered by police in 2022, 104 people were white, 70%, 25 people were indigenous, 17%, 17 people were black, 11%, 1 person was of an other minority, 1%. According to Statistics Canada's 2021 census, 11% of the city of Greater Sudbury's population is Indigenous, which is a lower proportion than the 17% of use of force incidents in 2022 involving people perceived as Indigenous. Of the 25 use of force interactions with Indigenous people, 52% involved risks to both public and officer safety, especially instances where the individual was in possession of a weapon, such as a knife or firearm, according to Cunningham's report. There's also a disconnect between the 2.5% of Greater Sudbury's population identifying as black and the fact 11% of use of force incidents involved people perceived as black. Cunningham's report notes that 71% of the people with a perceived race of black were from outside of Sudbury. Of them, 90% were involved in what police reported as high-risk calls, involving drug trafficking or human trafficking, and were known to carry weapons. There were 87 reports in 2022 where police drew, pointed, or discharged a firearm, including 63 cases where they pointed a firearm, 14 involving drawing a handgun, and 10 incidents where a firearm was discharged. Every time a firearm was discharged, it was to dispatch an injured animal. Conductive energy weapons were used 91 times, including 62 times they were used without firing a cartridge, and 29 cases where a cartridge or drive stun was fired, full deployment. This is an increase of 50 cases involving conductive energy weapons in 2021, of which 17 were full deployments. There were 14 hand-to-hand altercations in 2022, which was a drop from the 36 reported in 2021, which Cunningham's report notes is in keeping with training that stresses the importance of de-escalation techniques and maintaining time and distance with combative subjects. Last year, 6 officers received minor injuries requiring medical attention during a use of force incident, and there were 27 cases where subjects received an injury, which Peterson noted as being almost directly related to the number of times a conductive energy weapon was fully deployed, 29. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.